When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get some NFL insight right now. On the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Of course, you can hear them Sunday mornings on the Fan as well. What do you got, Nick? 7 to 8? You're back in your normal time slot this week?
8 to 9. Unless we've been pushed back again. Back to 8 to 9 this Sunday.
How was that early wake up to watch your Giants in Germany lose to the Panthers?
Oh, man, it was great. You know, you get up at 3:30, like, and then you watch you bet on your favorite team, and the bet loses, and your favorite team loses. Oh, it's just the absolute best. I said this on Sunday, and I mean it. And honestly, I think a couple people talked me out of it a little bit. But if you're just a hardcore Giants fan, which I like used to be, and now I feel like as I've gotten a little older, maybe not so much. I've been watching the Giants since 1990s. This is year 34 watching the Giants. So I've been through Ray Hanley, 95 and 96 with Dan Reeves, a couple really bad years with Jim Fossil. We've been through McAdoo. We've been through Shermer, like the Gettleman disaster, the Joe Judge disaster. I actually think Sunday, like that loss to Carolina, I think that is like rock bottom for the Giants franchise in the past 34 years. Now, I think it will lead ultimately to better things because like Jones is definitely, not that he was going to be anyway, better draft position now. But I think if you're looking at it just from a fan perspective, living and dying with wins and losses, I actually think Sunday's game against Carolina in Germany, I think that's rock bottom for the past four decades of Giants football.
Yeah, but if the owner doesn't perceive that to be rock bottom and doesn't make changes, and I know that you're okay with changes. Actually, I think you might want them. I don't want to speak for you.
But oh, I want them.
Okay,
yeah.
So I thought so. So you want them, but there's no guarantee that you hire the right guy even if you get him.
Yeah, but just put yourself at least in a better position to draft. They should have done it this year, draft a quarterback. Put yourself at least in a better position to get the guy that you want. And the loss, I think, does ultimately, it helps them towards making that decision, obviously. But again, like just as a fan, if you're looking at it in terms of wins and losses, I think that's the rock bottom moment in 40 years of being a Giants fan. Just given that it's year three, like Daniel Jones, it feels like he's been the quarterback for 100 years. Like, how can we get this guy out of here, please? It's unbelievable.
Well, hold on a sec. Nick, don't you think that the rock bottom could come if Saquon torches the Giants? Just again, not that they should have retained him. It's the right move to let him go. But the symbolism of one more big game by Barkley at the end of the season against the Giants, that's rock bottom.
I don't look at it that way. I know Giants fans, I have to tell, I know I've said this. I think we are a really stupid fan base. And it really like, and it really gets under my skin because we should be better than this collectively as Giants fans. Like we might be the stupidest fan base out there because people are still like think that it was a good idea to draft him second overall in the first place. Like why do we, I'm being serious. Why do we as fans care so much about Saquon Barkley performing well with the Philadelphia Eagles? Like what is it that bothers everybody so much about this, that he went to the rival, great, like, yeah, I would have done yes. The same thing if I, but it's money. Like, I would have done the same thing if I were him. All these people, these Giants fans that are so upset about this, you wouldn't take the biggest offer? Like, he's supposed to have loyalty to the Giants?
No.
And also, and And also, like, who cares that he left? Like, everyone's, oh, well, the Giants, how could you let him leave? Look what he's doing with Philadelphia. I'll just keep bringing up this great quote from George Young, and, like, younger Giants fans should know who he is. Like, Hall of Fame general manager of the Giants, who, in the 1980s and the early 80s, in a contract dispute with star linebacker Brad Van Pelt, Giants coming off a 3-12-1 season, he says to Brad Van Pelt, we went 3-12-1 with you. We can go 3-12-1 without you. Like, the Giants never won anything with Saquon. It's like this yearning and obsessing. It's pathetic.
Yeah, but go ahead, Sal.
No, sorry, I was just gonna say it really is. Like, I can't take it anymore.
It's pathetic. Like, Giants fans, you are pathetic if you are obsessing over this guy.
The wrong move was to draft him in the first place, letting him go. Everybody, including Micah Parsons, fixated on letting Barkley go. That was the right move. The wrong move was drafting him number 2 overall.
Correct. And also, you know, like, both things can be true. The Eagles clearly made a great signing with Saquon Barkley. I actually bet him to an NFL MVP earlier today. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. Like, they made a great move. Also, like, think about, again, so all the Giants fans, oh, we should have kept Saquon. Okay. Like, what would the record be if the Giants, they never won with him. Why would they win this year with him? Mm-hmm. Right? You pay a running back all that money, or, and hear me out, on a team that still has yet to get its quarterback, you drafted a starting running back in the 5th round who's really good in Tyrone Tracy. Now, maybe Tyrone Tracy's not going to be like Hall of Fame caliber player like Saquon Barkley is. It's the most replaceable position in sports. So now you have a 5th round rookie running back, or running back on a controlled cost, while you're going to get your new rookie quarterback next year. This is a no-brainer. The Giants did the right thing, and the Eagles did the right thing.
But hold
full
on.
Marks to both.
But both of you guys are missing one thing that's really important here, all right? So if you're a Giant, because again, you question the wisdom of the Giant fans, so that's what we're talking about, right, based on how they react to Barkley. It's one thing, and I don't hear this as much. This would be idiotic. If the Giant fans walking around now saying, you see, look at what an amazing season he's had. If we had him, we'd be a playoff team. Now, that's just dumb, because they have too many holes. But it's okay for the Giant fan to feel hurt that their guy, who they drafted, even if they know it was the right move to let him leave, is scoring touchdowns and ripping off a $1.50 every week for the hated rival.
I don't know. Like,
what do you mean,
like,
you don't know?
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you mean you don't
okay,
know?
Okay, my response to that is, grow up.
Stop, like, we're, Nick.
No, I'm not. I won't. I'm being serious. Like, that's my feeling on this. Like, this is real life stuff. Like, he got paid money to go somewhere else. He's so the Giants fan that's in his or her feelings right now, if that's Saquon Barkley, should be like, well, I like Nick in Staten Island.
No, but it's not about.
I don't want to hurt his feelings, so I'm gonna go somewhere else.
But Nick,
else.
It's not about Saquon.
No,
like, the fans understand there was nothing they could do about it, but it also could still bother you. Like, okay, it bothers me. Sure. I didn't grow up a Giants fan.
I miss watching him play. I'm not a Giants fan.
Honestly, it makes me happy.
Get out of here.
You're twisted,
no,
man.
No, I'm not twisted.
Yeah,
because this organ, guys, this organization is a total, tell me if anything I'm about to say is wrong. The organization is a total dumpster fire and has been a dumpster fire since John Mara's been in charge and hiring people. They have been a total disaster. Drafting Saquon Barkley 2nd overall was the biggest disaster of all time. This team needs to be embarrassed. They have to be embarrassed because maybe embarrassment will force them to do something different. This is good that this is happening. They should feel embarrassed. Now do something different.
You know, I agree with you with the pick. I said it at the time, I don't care if it turns out to be Jim Brown. So both could be true as well. Like, he could be a great player, sure.
He is a great player.
Yeah,
it's not about that.
Exactly. You just can't justify that pick.
And he's a great guy, too. Like, it's
understood.
Not saying no, it's not a bad guy.
Understood,
you know?
Which is why it hurt to let him leave, but it was the right move to let him go. All right, you talked about embarrassment. How about the Jets?
Oh, man.
Did you text BT?
Yeah,
you
said last week. I ignored him. I didn't get back. I couldn't, man. I couldn't get back to you, dude. I couldn't.
Also, I think I had Sal texting me on the side, like digging maybe a little bit for the Jets.
No. You texted me. He sent me the plane emoji with
The money bag?
Explosion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his favorite. It's a go-to move.
I think, honestly, like, the Jets are an embarrassment. I actually think I'm the embarrassment, because I mean, I bet them so many times this season, and I haven't lost all of them, but most of them have been losers by yours truly. So, yeah, I mean, hand up, man. I get this team wrong all the time, and we'll see how it goes this week. The Colts, are 4-point dogs at the Jets on Sunday. Good news for the Jets. This, like, just broke, I think, like, within the last, like, 20 minutes. Davante Adams practicing today for the Jets with the wrist injury and the illness. So that puts him on track to play in this game.
Good news. Who cares?
I love that. I also, BT, did you like Jeff Ulbrich saying that the Jets' focus of practice this week will be tackling?
Yes, it's inspired me, Nick. I mean, great conviction that they will only lose by 20 instead of 29.
Honestly, Aaron Boone should be coaching this team. That's what this should be.
He figured it out. Oh, hey guys, maybe we should practice tackling. How about we do that?
Can we have a season go past like Thanksgiving for once?
No.
Can that please happen?
No, it hasn't, and it won't for a while. It's a joke. They're a joke, and we're talking to Nick Costos. Nick, double answer here. Week one next year, who's coaching the Jets and who's coaching the Giants?
Ooh, okay. So I'll say Dable's coaching the Giants.
Okay.
Who's coaching the Jets? I mean, I could, in lieu of giving you one, because here's the thing, right? I don't know what other openings there will be.
Yep.
So the Jets will have one, the Saints will have one. The Jets is theoretically a more attractive, like, New Orleans is probably the least attractive job opening because they're in financial hell. But, is Aaron Rodgers forcing the issue? Like, is Rodgers like, I'm playing next year?
I don't want him back, myself.
Well, no Jets fan should want him back.
Do you want him back or no?
As Jets quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, if I were a Jets fan or, like, want to bet...
Well, just in general, you think, okay, so you think Rodgers is done, in other words.
He's not the worst quarterback in the league, but, I mean, you get him and you get the Jets in third and medium or third and long. They're obviously passing. You send extra blitzers. He can't move. Like, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So I think, like, if you knew Rodgers was retiring, then I think the Jets probably become a more attractive job. Because, like, who's coming to take this? Like, I mean, serious. Like, what GM, because they'll fire Joe Douglas too, right?
Yep.
What GM and what head coach worth their salt are coming to this team with Aaron Rodgers in charge as the quarterback?
I'm with you.
Like, it's not happening. So I don't think you're going to get Ben Johnson. Or, like, one of the best candidates out there, like Brian Flores, if, like, he gets another job, like the Vikings defensive coordinator, the former Dolphins coach.
Vrabel.
Like, could you, yeah, Mike Vrabel's going to come coach the Jets and take orders from Aaron Rodgers? Please. So, yeah, I think that's a great question. Like, incomplete information to be able to answer it.
Understood.
I think Dable will be the Giants coach.
I get it. So, are you open to Gruden for the Jets? That's starting to get a little noise. Our buddy Gio started that. It's gaining some.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Traction, what do you think?
He was terrible in his last stint with the Raiders. Like, he was not good. I would not want that if I were a Jets fan. Gruden is a legendary figure in the world of sport. Honestly, like, I know he just signed with Barstool. Like, I hope he stays there because I think that's going to be hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want him as my coach. I did not think he did a good job at all with the Raiders. I don't know why anyone would want that circus. My opinion.
Jets, an atrocious game coming up 1 o'clock on Sunday. But in New York, if you're a Jet fan, you like watching that. Me, personally, I have now turned my attention to the big games that we have around the league. How about Chiefs, Bills? Is this finally the time where the Bills are able to beat the Chiefs here, Nick?
So something important happened yesterday in this game, and people I know have strong opinions on Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker for his like political views. Like, I don't care about that. Here's not an opinion. Here's a fact. He's one of the best kickers in the history of the NFL and one of the most clutch kickers in the history of the league. He's on injured reserve. So if people missed this yesterday, Butker's hurt. He's not kicking on Sunday. Did you guys see who the Chiefs signed to be their kicker?
Yes.
Yeah, BT mentioned it before.
Yes. This would be Curtin Jerkin Jabroni, Jets practice squatter, Spencer Schrader, will now be kicking for the Kansas City Chiefs. Bit of a downgrade from Harrison Butker. So this is probably going to be a close game, and now it's Schrader kicking instead of Butker. This seems like something that would favor Buffalo.
Didn't move the line at all?
Actually, Kansas City's gotten bet a little bit. Not because of that, because I think there's just interest in the Chiefs. The point spread right now is Bills minus -2. If anyone's out there thinking, oh my God, how could the Bills be favored? Is Vegas trying to fool us? No. Buffalo's home, and these two teams are power rated the same. It's Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. I'm willing to lose betting Mahomes to win a game as an underdog. I'll bet the Chiefs to win, and I'll talk about this more on Sunday. I love the Chiefs as a teaser leg up to +8, and I think we've got a couple good options to pair the Chiefs with on Sunday.
That's interesting because you don't give us too many teasers. That's a different type of action. I mean, you know, I know that every week is unique and you can't get wrapped up too much in a single result here, but that 16-14 win against Denver was gross. I know they're undefeated. They're going down soon, and it very well might be this weekend. Yeah, they've been walking this tightrope. When you're 9-0 and you're like 9th or 10th in point differential, you're living on the edge a little bit. Like, and I know that you know that they're probably more vulnerable than the average fan thinks, but I don't know. I don't think Kansas City even gets to the Super Bowl this year. I really don't.
Well, I think you'll have a great opportunity then. I mean this is sincere. You'll have a great opportunity, because you can be right and I can be wrong. I don't have to be right about this. No. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
But you'll have a great opportunity to bet against them in the postseason. So just to expand that, okay, so we get to the playoffs. I kind of look at this. This could almost be like a Yankees corollary from this past year, where the Yankees didn't have to play the Astros like to get to the World Series. I think if you wanted to make the case for, and BT, would you agree when I say, the two teams that you would look at in the AFC outside of Kansas City?
Baltimore.
And Buffalo.
Yes.
You would agree with me.
Yes, I would.
Okay. I don't think either of those two teams can beat the Chiefs. But my opinion.
How about the Chargers?
So this is where I'm going next, right? So in the same way that the Yankees got the Tigers to knock out the Astros, or the 2 years that the Steelers made the Super Bowl with Ben Roethlisberger and they didn't have to play the Patriots because the Patriots got knocked out,
yeah,
I would start to think if anyone out there likes another team in the AFC to make the Super Bowl other than Kansas City, which is the team that can beat the Chiefs? I don't think the Chargers are a bad look there to have the upside to win a game against Kansas City. If the Bengals can get hot and rip off a bunch of wins, the Bengals would be another team that makes some sense. I think that's how I would want to think about it. If I liked a team other than the Chiefs, which team besides for Buffalo or Baltimore could beat KC on the way to the AFC title game?
I have one quick fantasy question, Nick. We usually don't do this, but I want to do this. Yeah, actually, it's just it's a theory.
I'm in like including best ball, like 90 leagues.
Yeah, so I've heard him talking about this, but in theory, I'd be curious to get your take too, BT, but okay. I'm going to ask Nick this. Because this week for me, like I have Tua Tagovailoa on my bench and Joe Burrow's my quarterback, but I'm playing Tyreek Hill. A part of me thought, do I start Tua to negate anything that Hill could do? What is your philosophy on that if you have two good options at quarterback and you're taking on a receiver who could be dangerous and you have the quarterback for that team's receiver?
Well, in this instance, like Burrow is 500 times a better start than Tua. The other thing to consider in this instance is, like, I don't know, this isn't like the question really, but like Tyreek Hill's wrist is injured, so yeah, like I would just let him start Tyreek Hill.
And what if Hill was a beast?
No, you start Burrow.
Okay, so you always just go with your best guy. You're not trying to negate.
Well, because it's almost like, Sal, would you agree with this when I say that you are like managing not to lose as opposed to managing to
win.
Yeah,
correct, which is why ultimately I would stick with Burrow, but I just think of that as a philosophy, like I could negate, and in general, whatever, I could be playing Jamar Chase, for example, and I start Burrow just to negate anything Chase does, he's not going to kill me because I have Burrow. You know, my other thing is that
That's an interesting thought, by the way. Yeah. I don't think it's nuts. I hear what you're saying.
It's a losing thought.
Fair enough. All right, Nick, thank you very much. Enjoy your Sunday. We'll hear on the fan at 8 a.m.
And for what it's worth, I am betting the Colts on Sunday +4 against the Jets.
No, and now this will be the week where the Jets go nuts, I'm sure.
Send me that emoji.
I'll just tell you, the point spread, I think, is a little too high with Anthony. No, Richardson's better than Flacco. Flacco's the worst quarterback in the league the last 2 weeks. I don't think the spread should be 4. In any event.
And Nick, hold on. I'll tell you what I like better than that. I like the over. I mean, you talk about a Colts defense, 28th, 29th. Weather's going to be good. Jets should score. Jets defense can't tackle. I like the over.
Yeah, and Jonathan Taylor's rushing yards props 81 and
he's over. Yeah. He's the prop king.
Feels pretty juicy. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets, even my fellow Giants fans, and the very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Check them out, 8 to 9 a.m. on The Fan. I did think that was an interesting question, right?
It was. I'm not the right person to answer it, though. I know
you kind of checked out.
Dude, I have not updated my fantasy. This is pathetic. I have not updated my fantasy roster in 6 weeks.
That is pathetic.
I had multiple injuries. I'm like, I used to be so locked into it. I think I have like 5 active players right now.
That's embarrassing.
Sucks for the integrity of the league.
Yes.
I checked out. I admit it.
Yeah.
I admit it.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.